This is over in Australia. As you can read, this is the Senate Community Affairs Legislation Committee, and this is about, the bioweapon.
Can we have an update about where we're up to with Australia's position with respect to the pandemic treaty?
And this makes him really nervous. He's playing with his fingers, he's playing with his pencils, he's flexing on himself. This is a very nervous conversation, right out of the gate.
Yes, I was in Geneva last week. Those negotiations on a pandemic instrument, the word treaty is not actually...
So then he begins, as starts to stutter in that regard, you see him avert his eyes. He doesn't even want to look at the little screen, either at himself or the individual that has asked him the question.
In any of the text at the moment are ongoing.
We also see a flex in the back. Sits up real straight and then sinks right back down. So he has held himself so tight through this that he's got to give a stretch, a very large one, which is usually what happens if you're being deceptive or you're extremely stressed about a situation, is that your muscles tighten down depending on the length of time you've been in that position, and it's a stress position. Your body then has to stretch it. So you either flex your back, wiggle in a way that stretches the joints, the spine, the muscles that are being held tight the longest. And since this is all the way up and down the spine because of what he had to flex, this is a huge, huge stress. This would be the equivalent of you're going to the electric chair kind of stress.
Relatively early stage, but they've set an ambitious target of completing those negotiations.
Then as he goes into it, there's more touching of irrelevant items on the desk, looking away. Whatever's in this pandemic treaty is apparently close enough for the mind to believe it's walking to the electric chair that he has got to behave this way.
Negotiations by this time next year.
Right. So why then is Australia enabling a centralisation of powers with the World Health Organization and a watering down of Australia's own medical response and pandemic response under the guise of furthering global health, that's what you'll say. But why are we signing up to that?
The pandemic, Senator.
So we're quite happy with bricking in that lockdown masking mandate approach and giving the keys to the fortress, to the World Health Organization, to dictate terms to our medical institutions?
I think that misrepresents the nature of this treaty, Senator.
For a second. I think
it does.
To be very clear, Senator, none of those things apply. I'm familiar with various groups around the world who are peddling that falsehood that is not anywhere.
So then he goes into the stuttering begins, the falsehoods. He has a hard time keeping very good eye contact. Again, at this point, anything that said pandemic treaty or is even close to that, I would be running for the hills. This would terrify me. If you've got officials behaving this way so badly about it, on both sides, afraid to ask the question and then afraid to answer the question, something is not good.
If you like it, please share and subscribe. Thanks for watching.